only be tuned to WRUV FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
An activist is anyone who sees the need for change and devotes their time to doing something about it. If you are interested in making a difference for a cause you care about, you can do so by educating yourself about the issue. Take classes on issues related to your cause. Listen to the people most affected. Engage in community service. Advocate for legislation. Create a public awareness campaign. Do a survey about the issue and share the results. Demonstrate. Educate others. Run for office. Get the press involved. And talk to other activists. And possibly even pursue a career in a field related to your cause. Basically, whatever job skills you have are probably really useful to some activist organization out there that supports your cause to creating positive change. This message has been brought to you by We the People of WRUV FM Burlington.
Feel the weightlessness of me on the shoulder. felt worth it to plant all the flowers, 'cause all my days I'd spend all alone. When up and it left me, my patience had finally left me. By the grace of your heart, you said ready, 'cause all my life I waited to fill my days with your hours, 'cause time in a world that's ours felt worth it to plant all the flowers, 'cause all my days I'd spend all alone. When up and it left me, my patience had finally left me. By the grace of your heart, you said ready. Thank you.
Hello, Burlington. You're tuned in to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. We have a really special guest here in the live in the studio. We're about to be hearing from Beachfly for a little interview and some live music. It's going to be super fun, so stay tuned. This is very similar to our usual exposure setup. And we're super excited to have them in the studio. They're playing a show tonight at Higher Ground that you're going to hear a little bit more about. But yeah, stay tuned and let's get right into it. Today we're here with Beachfly. I am Ava.
And I am Mackenzie.
And if you guys want to introduce yourselves for the lovely listeners out in Burlington.
Hi guys. Hello. Hello 90.1 WRUV. We're happy to be here. Thanks for having us, first of all.
Thanks for being on.
My name's John. I'm the lead guitarist and singer for Beachfly. This is Pops. He's the other lead guitarist and singer for Beachfly. And this is Sven. He's the percussionist for Beachfly.
Awesome.
We're happy to be here.
Yay! We so appreciate you guys coming on and doing this little impromptu, but if you guys want to tell us how this project kind of started, we would love to learn about it.
Yeah, it's kind of it's a crazy story. It was very serendipitous, I'll say. You know, I had this podcast about a year ago. We've only been a band for about a year, pretty much.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I had this podcast, it's called the 2-Minute Podcast, and I interviewed a lot of artists in the kind of beach music, like Cali reggae scene of artists, and that got me some really cool opportunities, and one of them was to go do interviews at this festival in the Redwoods of California called Camp Navarro. And so I had this date booked to go do interviews, and we were staying in New Jersey in the summer house where Pops grew up and we'd spend summers at, just hanging on the beach, having the time of our lives. And Sven walked up to us, and we just started talking, and we've kind of been friends for a while, but never really did any music or did anything official together. And we're just talking, and he was like, man, I've been playing a little bit of djembe. I've been playing some bongos lately. And we're like, man, we've been just jamming on guitar. Why don't you come over and jam? And he was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And like a couple hours later, came over, jammed, and it was like a click. Like it was something special. We knew right away that there was a sound here between the three of us. And Sven's a very go-with-the-flow, serendipitous guy. And so we were like, yo, we're going to this festival out in the Redwoods. You want to come with? Like, we're just doing interviews, but it'll be a fun hang. Like, it's out in this beautiful part of California with, you know, giant trees and good vibes. It's like a camp-out music festival. Really a cool spot. And he's like, yeah, sure, let's do it. So, like, a week later, we're on a plane flying to California, pull up there, get a rental car, and this place is, like, it is in the middle of nowhere. You leave San Francisco, and you start driving. You go for, like, 2-3 hours, and eventually just civilization just starts stripping away from you as you keep driving, and it gets like less and less cell service until there's no service, there's no houses, there's no nothing, and you're like, where are we even going? And then it appears, and it's like this beautiful retreat in the middle of nowhere. They build out a music festival in the forest, and so there's this camping area, there's these lodges, there's the stage in the middle of the trees. It's beautiful. It's like the most incredible thing ever. And we're like, all right, what a first time to hang out and jam. What a beautiful experience. And it was, and I did the interviews, and you know, I thought just that would be enough. But then where the band really formed, this is where it comes in. They did these campfire jams after the main stage would end, mm-hmm. where like everyone would just come out, everyone's already hanging out. It's like, you know, late at night, everyone's already chilling and vibing. And they go to this campfire, and everyone would just kind of crowd around and be like 100, 200 people. And just, you know, play some tunes, do campfire songs, do the things that you do at a campfire, play music, have a good time, maybe partake in some activities. And, you know, we were there having a good time just with our guitars. And it kind of came to a point where we're like, oh, let's just play some tunes. And we had some originals. We had some ones that we were practicing in Jersey when we first kind of linked up. And we started playing them. And I'll say I was nervous. Like, I never really played in front of people like that before. So mm-hmm. I remember on the first song I started playing where, you know, everyone had kind of some instruments and we would kind of take turns. So when it came to our turn and I started playing, I like closed my eyes. And I didn't want to look out at the people because I was like, everyone was staring at you, right? So I like remember playing the song, eyes closed, thinking maybe just like the people around us were listening. And then we finished the song. I look up and like all the people at the campfire were staring directly at us. But they seemed to dig it, which was so cool, crazy. we finished the song and they like cheered and I was like, holy shit, like, sorry. FCC.
That is FCC.
WRUV does not support the preceding material. If you have an issue with the material, you're welcome to chat in or call on air at 802-655.
We apologize, FCC. I'm so sorry. You can call
4399.
Wonderful, you got the phone number. Call in, complain about Beach Fly, tell them they're your least favorite band. Anyways, we're at this campfire. We play the song. People seem to be vibing, which is really cool. And, man, we just were like, at that point, we're like, holy smokes, we got to either keep playing or stop. And we're like, all right, let's keep playing. So we played like a whole set of music. And it was the most fun thing I've ever done in my life. It's such a vibe, all of us together.
The people really went crazy cheering. It was like an Adam Sandler movie. I mean,
it didn't feel real.
That's crazy.
It was really unreal. It really was. And we just looked at each other and went, oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Yeah, it felt like we're in a movie or something. It didn't feel like we deserved it, but the people there are so lovely and they supported it. And, you know, we finished the set and I kind of look over and, like, kind of in the back of the campfire hanging out are two of these guys that are, like, my musical heroes, Carter Reeves from Surfer Girl and Johnny Cosmic from this band Stick Figure. And they had seen it and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And they seemed to dig it, and they, like, saw that it happened. I was like, whoa, this is dope. Because we had just had a relationship through, like, the interviews that we did to each
other. Yeah.
So they never knew that I kind of did music. And Carter specifically really kind of took a initiative and was like, man, you know, if you want to do some music stuff, like, come over. We could do some producing. Like, he has a studio in L.A., and he was like, you know, come over, and, like, maybe a month we'll, like, make some music. And I was, I mean, I remember we were just freaking out when we heard that. It was, like, crazy. Couldn't believe it. Sven ended up riding back to L.A. from San Francisco with Carter and kind of bonding some more. Carter's just an incredible human. He ended up becoming, like, my mentor and helping us as the band and producing our songs and getting us our first shows and first things as a band. And now, tonight in Burlington, we are playing, opening up for Surfer Girl, opening up for Carter.
Wow.
On our first tour.
Full circle
moment.
It's a
crazy full circle thing. Oh, also, yeah. The next year after that festival, we got to go and play as a band officially on the stage, which was really, really cool.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can only imagine. I think I'd poop myself if I had to perform in front of any music icon I look up to. So, oh, my gosh. And, yeah, you guys, if you're listening, you should totally go to Higher Ground and see these guys.
Yes, we're on at 7:30, I believe. Doors open at 7, Higher Ground Ballroom. Coyote Island, Surfer Girl, Beach Fly, tonight.
Oh my God, stacked lineup. Well,
would you guys like to play a song for us?
Yeah,
sure, we'd love to.
I'd love to hear this vibe you got going on.
100%. This song, you want to do Thinking of You first?
Here.
This song is the first one that we played around that campfire, actually. So a little full circle moment here. This song is called Thinking of You. One, two, three, four.
Thoughts in the little bubbles. It got a lot of little troubles. But there's one thing I know.
I know.
I need a little time to grow. Thinking too much on my decisions, as if the future's getting written with every little thing I say. Need to get out of my own way. I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking of all the times we had. Every now and then, I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking of you. I'm thinking of all the times we had. Yeah. Every now and then, go pops. TV. All these faces and that mean they got a lot of places to be. And not a lot of love.
Not a lot of love.
All I see on my little screen. All these faces pretend like me. They got a lot of places I could be. And not a lot of love. Thinking of you, I'm thinking of you, yeah. I'm thinking of all the times we had, yeah. Every now and then, I'm thinking of you, yeah. I'm thinking of you, I'm thinking of all the times we had, yeah. Every now and then, I'm thinking about the sun melting into the sky, kaleidoscope. Colors melting into your eyes. Feeling fireworks like the 4th of July. We were barefoot, blue jeans, summer nights, yeah. I know life gets hard sometimes, but when I think of you, I find peace of mind. Maybe we could get together and just unwind. And everything will be alright. Times we had, yeah. Every now and then, I'm thinking of you.
I'm thinking of you.
I'm thinking of you. Thinking of all the times we had, yeah. Every now and then, I'm thinking of you. Thinking of you. I'm thinking of all the times we had.
Thinking of WRUV, Burlington.
That was amazing.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I was wondering if you guys could share a little more about what you're trying to spread through your music and the sort of message you're trying to convey with what you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, always positivity, always a good vibe. Like, beach fly, we're trying to get that beach vibe that, like, kind of chill, you can feel it here, like a little bit of reggae, a little bit of tropical. Our motto is fly high today, so it's like be the best version of yourself, rise above the bad vibes, you know, try to spread some positivity, some light in this world. It's a confusing world out there. It's a dark world. It's easy to slip into negativity and depression and, you know, all those bad things, and we believe that music really has the power to lift you up, and hopefully if by listening to our music we can just give you a little bit of a lightness, a little bit of a break. That's the goal. If somebody can feel better listening to our music and get a little bit of a good vibe if they're feeling down, that's like, that means the world.
Oh yeah, for sure. I don't know, well obviously the listeners can't see me, but I'm definitely like dancing in my seat right now. This yeah. is a great way to start the morning for sure. And we were very happy to see all of the merch that you guys were able to bring into the station. We were wondering if maybe you could talk about your sustainability journey and also touch on your beach cleanups a little bit.
Yeah, I'm so glad you brought that up. That's something we are very proud of. You know, we all grew up by the ocean and the beach, and the ocean's something very important to us. And, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of plastic pollution. There's the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. There's just, you know, we walk down our beach and we'll see plastic come up, especially after a storm, especially like after the hurricanes that just happened. There's just so much stuff that washes up, and it's, you know, some of it's old. You can see it'll be like a 20-year-old like bottle of some juice that like washes up, and it's like, dang, this thing has been out here for that long. And, you know, that breaks up into microplastics that gets in our food. That's just, you know, it sucks. And we try to make a little dent if we can in organizing some beach cleanups. We've done some locally and just try to get some people out. And even if we're not really making a huge impact on the like weight of how much plastic we're getting, trying to spread that vibe of like, yo, if you're out here, try to pick up some pieces, try to do your part. That's what it all is. If we can all do our little bit to help, you know, it all helps. If you can recycle, if you can do your sustainability thing. I see you guys have a lot of stuff out here. I saw like, you know, eat clean food, sustainability.
Oh, seems yeah.
like you guys got that yeah. vibe here, which is really cool to see. And yeah, the merch, we really wanted to make sure was special and also in line with that. And so all of our merch, especially the t-shirts, they're made out of 100% recycled organic cotton. So, you know, it costs a little bit more, but for us that's worth it because we know that we are putting something out there that is not a harm to the environment. And there's a lot of t-shirts and stuff that just gets made and maybe it ends up in a landfill and it's polyester and it's plastic and that ends up breaking down. So this is cotton, it's recycled. Yeah, we're really proud about that. And also a percentage of profits goes back to those beach cleanups. So that's something that we're really, really passionate about. I'm really glad you brought that up. Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think that your guys' goal sort of heavily resonates with the students at UVM.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think you guys picked the perfect school to kind of preach to the choir about that stuff. Because, I mean, I know that, you know, obviously schools across the country are trying to do something about food waste and recycling and trash and stuff. But I think UVM does a really, really good job of trying to really make an impact, and maybe not on like a whole world level, but at least in, you know, local areas, there's a lot of like action to kind of reduce waste, which is
100%. And, you know, it might not feel like a lot because obviously the world is huge and there's so much that's going on. But if every little community, if every local community can have some sort of impact, that adds up, you know. Oh, sorry. that can become a big thing. And every little bit counts in our view, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, do you guys think we could hear another song from you?
Yeah, I think that's a good segue into our song Get in the Water, which is
awesome.
About the ocean. Sven, you want to tell the story about that? I'm going to grab a drink of water real quick.
Talking about can you guys hear me through this one? Check one. All right, cool. So the sustainability is has always been a part of the beach culture. I'm a big surfer. My brother's a lifeguard out in Hawaii. So being in and around the ocean all the time is really special to us. And it's not just it's more like a healing thing. So when you go into the water, you can sort of cleanse yourself. So we try to help out and clean the beach and keep that as clean as we can. And when you give something out, it sort of comes back to you. And like one of the philosophies of my life, being a surfer since I was a little kid, is anytime you feel down or you feel like you're having a rough day, you can go into the ocean and it's almost like this baptismal, cathartic, like washing away of all the bad energy. And for whatever magical reason, Mother Earth comes in and it just regenerates all that positive energy and kind of like just washes it off you. So this song is about the beauty of the water and how it can heal you and make you feel good in just one, like, submerging into it.
Yeah,
so
they call the ocean God's medicine bottle. So
yeah, so it's like getting in the water and then feeling like you're sort of like feeling better and how beautiful that is to interact with the environment in that situation. So,
and we all grew up on the beach surfing, and Sven and I were lifeguards.
You know. Oh wow!
You know, it's just a
yeah. Where are you guys?
Beach fly.
Where are you guys from? I heard New Jersey, which as a New Jerseyan, represent.
Yeah, right now we're living in Melbourne Beach. John and I spend in New Jersey, and we also have a house in New Jersey, so we're kind of back and forth. And
East Coast.
Coast for sure.
Nice.
Florida and New Jersey right now. And yeah, this song, Get in the Water, Sven and I wrote in Hawaii. We're kind of having a rough day, and the vibes are off for sure. And Sven was like, dude, let's just get in the water. And we went for a swim, and just like he was describing, we felt so much better, so refreshed. That stress was just washed away. We felt like it was a fresh start on the day, and that was really cool, and that was an inspiring experience for sure, especially in Hawaii. It's so beautiful there. So literally after walking in, I picked up a guitar, and pretty much we freestyled the song. It was one of those that came out in like 30 minutes, and it was done. Yeah.
Wow.
This song's called Get in the Water. Ready? One, two. Catching friction all day. Yeah, I kick my feet up on the sun. And I've been feeling it the wrong way. The truth is, no one knows what will come.
And it's okay to look at the past, just don't stare at it too long. If you don't like the melody, you can rewrite your own song. I can take you places, we can go where no one's gone. Get our feet in the sand and start over again. You got this, I see it clearly. It just might be this easy. You got this, I've been saying it for a long time. Oh, oh, I gotta get in the water, I gotta wash it away. I gotta get in the water, call it a brand new day. I gotta get in the water, sunshine on my face. I gotta get in the water, I think I found my place. I gotta get in the water. I know there's so much that's been on your mind, but defeated feelings only steal your time. And I see it clearly now, we can decide to start over again and get our feet in the sand. You got this, I see it clearly. It just might be this easy. You got this, I've been saying it for a long time. I gotta get in the water, I gotta wash it away. I gotta get in the water, call it a brand new day. I gotta get in the water, sunshine on my face. I gotta get in the water, I think I found my place. I gotta get in the water.
So good.
Yeah, that was great.
Gosh.
Thanks.
I was wondering, well, I have a silly question. This is a WRUV exposure classic.
Okay.
What is your favorite smell?
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a good, I got to think about that.
I got one. I was out in the mountains last night, and a smell we don't really smell down on the beach is like campfires through like the
yes.
beautiful fall foliage, yeah. and like the leaves are kind of giving off this really like earthy smell. And I'm like, I got out of the car and I was like, wow, this is such a good smell. I'm really yeah. glad you brought that up, Ava. I was like, wow, that was like, do you guys smell this? This is amazing. It brought me back to when I was a kid. I used to come up to Vermont to go snowboarding all the time and skiing and stuff. And I have such fond memories with that campfire, earthy, like,
yeah.
stars were out. You guys have such a beautiful campus here in Vermont.
Oh, I mean, my gosh.
It's
yeah.
absolutely gorgeous. One thing we were all struck by is how beautiful the leaves were. And
yes.
we're so lucky to be here at this time of year, you know?
Yeah. That's... What mountain were you at yesterday?
Oh, well, we were just night? Driving up. And,
oh, just driving through. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But Bumper's sister lives out here up in upstate New York. And so we were, where what town is that?
Austerlitz on Great Barrington. So we had a haul of a drive, but man, Siri took us on a path that was like insane. We went down this road, like all these roads with nothing but like fields. So we just
yeah.
got out and looked up at the stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zero light pollution. It was the most beautiful
yeah,
stars
yes.
I've ever
yeah.
seen.
Yeah. That was really nice. That was the biggest shock for me, I think, coming from New Jersey to college here. Is like I was outside one night and I looked up and went, oh my God, they're stars?
They're stars.
What
they
the
exist.
Heck? Yeah. No, yeah. They're real? Yeah. And then people are like, yeah, and that's the Big Dipper, that's the Little Dipper, and that's Jupiter. I'm like, God, these things
are only heard about these in the movies.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the comet, like, last week? There was, like, a comet in the sky? Could you
no.
see that up here?
No.
Oh, yeah, there was this beautiful comet that came across. I was in North Carolina, and
oh
it was,
my
like,
gosh.
It comes around every 80,000 years or something, but
what?
I mean.
Oh, we missed it?
Yeah.
We have to wait.
Well, I don't know if we'll make it to the next one, but.
I will. I don't know what you're talking about. We do get, like, great views of the Northern Lights here, which is
yes.
really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Up near Stowe, a lot of people can see the Northern
oh,
Lights.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
Heck yeah.
Any other favorite smells?
Oh, my God. That's a great answer Sven had there. Just, like, freshly baked bread is such a banger.
That's a good
one,
yeah.
too. Good. Oh, my God. My neighbor's getting into sourdough, and I came over, and it was, like, almost ready, and it was, like, so good.
Yeah,
so good.
You should check out August 1st if you mm-hmm. haven't yet. It's a bakery downtown. So good.
Yes,
their bread is amazing. Oh
okay,
my gosh.
Okay, we have a little time before sound check. We'll go check
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, you should definitely mosey on down.
Okay, we will.
Yeah,
I love the smell of grass.
Yeah, know. Yeah,
all kinds of grass, you know, so. coming out of people's mouth and grass.
No, I think that's a great answer.
No, I'm kidding. That is all good answers. All good answers.
Tall grass smells great, actually.
That's yeah. a good segue. That's
oh.
a great segue, actually. We have a song called Tall Grass. Should we play
oh,
it?
Oh, yes,
yeah,
please.
That'd be okay. great.
This song is featuring Surfer Girl, who we're opening up for tonight.
Are they going to come out with you and sing it?
Hopefully. That'll have to be a surprise. Guys, tonight
oh,
at
man.
Higher Ground Ballroom. Check
you
us
go,
out.
Just saying.
You'll find the surprise out if Surfer Girl comes on stage or not. One, two... This time I'm gonna have to do the verse.
Underneath the breeze of the afternoon, all the stars align, I'm next to you. I never thought that it would come so soon. All the stars align and I'm next to you. In my tall grass, nothing on our minds. In the tall grass, laying by your side. In the tall grass, watching planes go by. In the tall grass, two souls collide. Tell me all the stories that your mama told. Tell me all that glitters is really gold. Tell me all the things you think about at night.
All the things you think about at night.
And tell me just how all these stars align. In the tall grass, nothing on our minds. In the tall grass, laying by your side. In the tall grass, watching planes go by. In the tall grass, two souls collide.
Go, Pops.
About a thing outside these walls of green. We can dance and we can sing tonight. Cause if you love me so, Yeah, if you love me so. Yeah, if you love me so, let's let it all go. Here's our verse. I know a place where we'll spend the day. Laugh and get high, staring up out of space. No, I can't keep a straight face when you call my name. I can't say goodbye. And I'm like, hold up, I used to catch your feelings, I'm a solo. See 11 30mm photos in the tall grass in the backyard of a small town to a city so hold no pressure. Ripped jeans and a tie-dye sweatshirt. Write your number off the paper on my dresser. Take care of your heart, won't get hurt in the tall grass. Nothing on our minds in the tall grass. Laying by your side in the tall grass. Watching planes go by in the tall grass. Two souls collide.
That note at the end was honestly very impressive.
Like the ending of that song.
We're sustained there. Yeah.
Sustainability with that?
Well, first full circle with the sustainability and the
Oh yeah.
The notes and all that. Oh my goodness. Well, I was wondering. I two questions, one silly again, but I'll save it.
Okay.
What is your like songwriting process, if you can walk us through that, if you want to, or if you want to keep all your secrets, you don't have to.
We'll let WRUV know.
Yes.
It's chaotic. It can be a lot of different ways. Okay. Generally, it's just a guitar, some cool space, like get in the water. We were out in Hawaii, like 100 feet from the beach, beautiful vibe. You have something to add?
There's how we write together sometimes, everybody. You know?
Yeah. I mean, we get together generally. If there's a strong feeling or idea or inspiration, like with Get in the Water, is that feeling of starting a brand new day after going for a swim. And you kind of run with that and see where it leads. And Pops will add the lead guitar parts that make everything so beautiful, as you guys heard on that last song. Absolutely ripping. Sven will get those bongos in there. And Sven has a lot of good ideas, too. And yeah, it's like a mind meld. You try to brainstorm, throw different things out, see what sticks. But it always starts with a strong emotion. It always starts with something, some sort of inspiration. A lot of them are love songs, obviously. So generally, you know, as an artist, it's like you almost want to go through heartbreaks and want to go through strong experiences because it can be great inspiration, like even though it's painful. So yeah, life. As like cliche as that sounds, it's just taking inspiration and running with it, you know?
Well, for me, for one of the craziest things is like John will write a song and then Pops will write a lick and then like they'll create a song and then they'll send it off to like, you know, to us, because sometimes like I'll be in New Jersey and they'll send it to me and they'll send it back and we'll go through all these iterations, you know? And then like it'll start out and like go through so many changes, and then he'll send it off to Carter, and Carter is the lead singer of Surfer Girl, and he will just do this magical stuff with it. And another guy, Johnny Cosmic, and he's the guitar player from Stick Figure, and these guys will.
These are the guys that we met at the Redwoods.
And another guy, Ian Young, and these guys will come out and they will recreate the song and like change it and put like drums on it and put bass on it.
The song's written, you know, after it's finished being written, we'll do some
first production, make a demo out of it, and then these guys that we met, Johnny Cosmic from Stick Figure, Ian Young, that's when it goes off for mixing, that's when they make it sound really professional and radio-friendly, like the stuff that you hear on Spotify. It's not just our work. It's like these really talented guys that have been in the industry for so long, and they get in there and do their magic, like he was saying, and make it ready for radio and professional release, for sure.
But like
it's
we
a
went
team effort.
We went out to the Redwoods, and we met these guys, and they have helped us so much. Like, we can't thank these guys enough. Like, Carter's got us on tour with them, and then, like, you know, Johnny Cosmic, and all these guys have made, like, so much effort and have reached out to us, being in such a new band, to, like, support us that much. It's like, it feels amazing. And I think that this genre of music is kind of like this Cali reggae out of like California, but there's a lot of there's like Florida and like Carter's from Boston, so there's like all these different like entities that come from all over, and they all sort of create this community, which is really special for me, not being a musician, coming into this and witnessing how all these people help each other is just amazing. And that's like the really cool part of the whole process of songwriting.
It's a beautiful
for me
family vibe,
yeah,
for sure.
Songwriting's funny, like, you know, you can just write a song about something silly sometimes, like I was in Costa Rica on a surf trip and had this beautiful mango.
You're
I was
Segway King. Over
I
here.
Was just
we were just
going to
ask about that
mango monkey.
And I just sat the mango down on the table and I was talking to my friend, and a monkey came and took it and ran up in the tree with it and was like laughing at me, and then took a bite of it and threw it at me. So
wow,
he goes,
goodness.
"Hey, I think a monkey ate your mango." So.
It's a perfect segue to our next song.
As silly as it is, I mean, it's not. And not only that, there was a lot of mangoes laid around with like these juicy, beautiful mangoes that you'd want to eat, but they have these like big bites that a monkey took. So you're not really
stupid monkeys
into like getting it and cutting out a piece of it. You're like, yeah, I think I'll grab another one.
Yeah,
the monkeys in Costa Rica are crazy. They steal stuff too, not just mangoes. They take everything. They'll run up in trees and they scream at you. They taunt you. It's like a whole thing that I didn't even know about until Pops was telling me about it. And, you know, obviously it was a little bit of a traumatic experience, that mango getting stolen. So, as we said with inspiration, sometimes the most emotionally jarring events can lead to songs.
Yeah.
And this is our silliest song. It's called Monkey Ate My Mango. Would you guys like to hear it?
We would love to hear it. I'm so sorry about your mango, because those are one of my favorite fruits. And I think I just started
crying.
It ain't
coming back.
Well, I'm
too bad, so sad. My mango ain't coming back. Yeah, a monkey in my mango. Oh, a monkey in my mango. A monkey in my mango. Oh, oh, oh.
Take it away. Dang that monkey. Guys, help. Repeat after me.
Whoa,
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 whoa.
Yeah.
A monkey ate my mango.
One more time.
Go whoa,
whoa.
Yeah. Whoa,
whoa.
Hey. A monkey ate my mango. A monkey ate my mango. A monkey in my mango. Too bad, so sad. My mango ain't coming back. Yeah, a monkey in my mango. Oh, a monkey in my mango.
Well, it seems fair. He lives there.
A monkey in my mango. Love it.
Oh my gosh.
Love it.
I was going to say, like, that's probably the most fun I've had on exposure with that. That was great.
I was not expecting that in the slightest. So we only have a few minutes left.
Great.
So I have one final funny, another WRV exposure classic. And I think it goes perfectly with this song. But if you could be any fruit or vegetable, what would you be? And then if the band could be a fruit or vegetable, what would it be?
Wow, that's so good. Okay, so the band's a mango. Band's definitely a mango. Individually, gosh. I like a dragon fruit. Good vibes with a dragon fruit. Tasty, maybe prickly on the outside, but sweet on the inside. What you got, Sven?
I'm going to be a banana because they're so appealing.
Oh. Nice. Nice. If only we had a drum kit.
Oh, you need like one of those pads, like the sample pads.
Soundboards, yeah.
I guess a papaya. As long as I can keep it away from the monkey, I'd have to be.
Nice.
Yeah, those dang monkeys.
Solid choice.
Yeah, all very tropical fruits.
That would make a good fruit salad.
We're more fruity altogether. Than vegetable-y, so I guess.
I figured, yeah. But always.
Pause.
Rewind. Clip it. Clip
resume,
it.
Resume.
What did I just say?
I don't know, Mackenzie, do you have any final
Not
questions?
Not literally.
No, I guess if you could just share with our listeners where they can hear your music.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you for listening to WRUV 90.1 Burlington. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple Music, anywhere you find your music, we're there. We're going to be at the show tonight at Higher Ground Ballroom. Everybody make sure to come out. We're on at like 7 or 7:30, I believe. Tickets are at the door. It's going to be a good time. We got Surfer Girl, we got Coyote Island. We're starting off the night. We're going to play Monkey. We're going to play Thinking of You. We're going to play Tallgrass. We're going to play everything we did today, plus a couple extra ones. It's going to be a good time. Come on out. Yeah, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube. We got a music video for Get in the Water that's on there. And Instagram at Beachfly Music. That's the biggest one for sure.
Awesome.
Awesome.
Well, be sure to stop by Higher Ground tonight. And we just want to say thank you guys so much for coming into the station.
Thank
we had a great
guys.
Time.
No,
thank you.
Us.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
this
good way to start our Friday.
Oh, absolutely.
Good way to ease into our weekends. I know midterm season has been killing everyone around UVM. So this is definitely a nice break. And yeah, you're currently tuned to 90.1. Don't go anywhere. We have more DJs to carry you through your Friday. And thank you to Beachfly for being here with us.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Ooh-wee.
intense that it was physical.